Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Colton. Good morning, Colton.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you went out on a first date with Grace, and you guys went on a pretty exciting first date. Tell everybody where you went.
Yeah, we went to a Kings game as our first date, and it was an absolute blast. Like, I'm a huge basketball fan. I'm a huge Kings fan. And then when she arrived at the date, she looked, like, really cute. She had on a jersey. She had tight jeans. She was, like, fully sporty, ready
okay,
for it.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that was my that was going to be my question right off the bat. Is she also a Kings fan? Is she like, also very into sports?
Like, I don't know if she's as diehard as I am, but she, like, was with it. You know what I mean? Like, she could follow the game. Like, she was dressed for it. Like, she was with the vibe. It was awesome.
And so you can't think of anything at all that would have maybe made her not want a second date?
Not really. No, I mean, like, we had a couple beers, but it was, like, a fun time the whole game. Like, it was so fun that I was totally planning our next date. But I haven't heard anything from her. Like, I've been totally ghosted.
And you,
I mean, it's basketball. It's awesome, man.
Did you pay for everything?
Yeah, I paid for everything. I paid for some nice food. I paid for the drinks. We had good seats.
Wow.
Like, I went all out for it, and it was a good vibe.
All right, well, let's find out.
So, Colton, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. So we're going to talk to Grace, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Colton's now on hold. We're going to pick up Grace's line. Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Gavin, and Katie's here too, and you're actually on a second date update. We just got done talking to Colton, and he told us all about your awesome first date at the Kings game, and he wants to know why he's ghosted. Why is there no second date? What's going on here?
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm just catching up here. Okay, I'm on second date update.
Yeah, right, yes.
Colton, you know, it was a good game. I don't know. And I was excited to go on a date with this guy. He seems, you know, nice and cute and like we might have some chemistry. And he just ignored me the whole game.
Oh.
So he watched the game. I mean, so you got to expect he's going to watch the game if you guys go to a game, though, right?
I mean, I expected he would watch the game. But I also expect that he would talk with me. Like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know anything about me that wasn't on my dating profile. I don't think he learned a single thing about me, and I don't think I learned a single thing about him. Like, every time I tried to start a conversation with him, he would start to talk to me, and then something exciting would happen, and he would just snap back to the game.
That is an angle I never even considered.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get Colton back on. That's how the second date update works. Colton, you are now back on with Grace. You heard everything.
Yeah. Grace, like, come on. It was a basketball game. You had an issue with me watching with it? That's what you do with a game. You
Colton,
watch the game.
Before Grace says anything, I do want to say that probably wasn't the best foot forward in this situation. I mean, if that was her perspective, That was her perspective.
Well, and
maybe the Kings, like, well, wait, maybe the Kings, like, 3 years ago, and we're getting blown out by, like, the Warriors or something. But we're a good team, and this was a really good game.
I don't think anybody's arguing that part of it. It's the fact that this is how it went on a first date that I think is the problem. Am I right, Grace?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe if it was, like, a third date. I don't know. It just seemed like an odd choice for a first date because we couldn't get to know each other at all. I mean, I basically just got to sit next to him and watch the Kings game, which, like I said, I could do with my brother.
Yeah, but like Grace, like if you thought it was going to be a bad day, why didn't you say something? We could have done like anything. You know what I mean? There's more things to do.
Well, I don't put it back on her.
Well, hold on. I do want to hear her answer.
Well, I just didn't anticipate him ignoring me.
Okay, so you just envisioned being able to have differently.
Like, a conversation with him while the game was happening, and the fact that, like, he would just stop talking mid-sentence and look back at the game. I don't know. Flash-forwards to what?
Grace, you did not bring this up when I bought you a Kings hoodie at the game. Do you know how much they mark up hoodies at the stadium? I dropped, like, such a bag on this game. Like, you could have brought it up any time. I was like, do you want a beer? Do you want some food? Do you want, like, a hoodie?
Ew, but gross. Like, Colton, don't pull that card. Ew.
Yeah,
the whole, like, do you know how much money I spent on you thing?
Colton, I was so on your side, and then you said that.
But, like, think about it. Do you know how much a Kings hoodie is at the game?
You're going to double down on that, huh?
All right.
Well, Colton, listen, I'm very sorry you're not getting a second date. I understand what Grace is saying. We probably could have salvaged this if maybe you didn't.
I feel like we were really close there for a second.
Yeah, go down that road. But all right. Grace, you're not interested in a second date, are you?
No, I'm not, guys.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on the second date update.
At least you got a sweatshirt out of it.
Yeah, light the beam.
Yeah.
Good ass seats. Those are some really good seats. So okay. I'm the sucker in this one.
All righty. It's the wake up call.